Nobody really wants to listen. Nobody wants the answer. You have to be spur of the moment. You have to always be ready. Always be aware. And you can always find action. But Love Fest Friday's all the way. You have to be cognizant of your surroundings. You know, always throw a blazer in the backseat of your car. You never know. You may be dropping off some PCV pipe at a hotel. And you see Clash of 68 meets here. Put the damn jacket on. Walk in. Phil Sokolowski, how you all been? You never know what you're going to be hitting on top of the coats on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Keep the blazer handy. You never know. Especially Washington, D.C. is the greatest thing for Hobble to Geek. Because there's always something happening. No easy way to get a slice than if you go with a bunch of committed people who are trying to go for a cause. It's called Protest Zest. Chapter 941. Anytime you see a protest going by, join it. I don't care if you don't even speak the language. You see a bunch of chanting lunatics?
You do not look like you're part of the Rakaki people.
I know, that's just it. My mother was Rakaki.
I'm trying to reclaim my Rakaki roots.
It's simple. Oh, really? You are Rakaki?
Yeah.
Meet my daughter, Squish Pop.
Ah, Squish Pop.
How are you?
Who's your infidel? Who's your infidel? Who's your infidel?
I'm telling you live in Washington, stay aware. You drive it down. You know, it was a perfect one the other day.
The one in front of the White House, the concerned clergy for the railroading of President Clinton, whatever the hell it was. They were saying that, you know, it's just adultery. He said he's sorry. God forgives. We should forgive.
There was a million names down there. That one you didn't even need the blazer for.
Piece of cardboard and a magic marker. Always keep one of those in the car. That way you write, forgive him. For God is love. Just scroll it and just walk around. Yes, forgive him.
Saddle up to the most doable of the bunch.
Yeah, I just came back from divinical school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Soon to be Father Philip Sokolowski.
Oh, Father Philip, who might have been? Forgive him, but who is them? You know, when people are that consumed with a cause, you can look at her and say, let me tell you something. I am a man, too. I look at you, and I think you're beautiful. Am I going to hell for that? No, Father Phil, no. I think you're beautiful, and I'm admiring your body, your full, ripe, focus, your proud bosom. Am I going to hell for that? No, Father Phil, no. And then you're like, I'm going to kiss you. I mean, if I kiss you now, do you think I'd burn in Satan's fire? No, Father Phil. And if I on liberty? Why, go for it. Well, no, Father Phil, no. Oh, wait, look. Look, the gates are opening. The limousine's coming out. Let's run over there and show him that we really care. Hey, you hold my placard. I'll be right back. Right, just write John 3:15 on me. Okay, I got it. Father Phil? Father Phil? Got that?